The order of Melchizedek, if you look into that, it means it's not a descendant of Aaron. That's what that means. God Almighty acknowledged Jesus Christ as his son, and he had to die to demonstrate life. My message is that we're not a descendant of Aaron, nor of the law. Does that mean that we are a free spirit, that we can go off and do anything we want to do? Does that mean that we can forget about the Ten Commandments? No. We don't forget about the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were structured to help us along the way. We don't kill. We don't steal. We don't commit adultery. We don't do these things, these don'ts. But does that mean that we have to live within those laws? But does that mean we have to live our lives totally within those laws? Or can we perhaps be a little bit of a free spirit, perhaps a lot of us free spirit, and live according to God? We live according to God. What does God want us to do? Well, that's a good question, right? But we're all a seed, are we not? Every one of us are a seed. We have to die, give it up, before we can begin to flourish and give back to a hurting world. You know, is it up to us to decide when that time is going to be? No. Because we're not a descendant of Aaron that follows exactly the book of the law. We are free-spirited. We are descendants of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus died for our sins. Y'all go with me on that? Is there any sinners, any non-sinners in here in this room? Every one of us are sinners. But Jesus died. He was that seed, that ultimate seed. He died. He took away our sins. And the fruits of his life is how we live. Jesus is in each and every one of us to this day through the Holy Spirit that guides us and directs us to what our mission is going to be today. Do we know what our mission is today? Probably not. Maybe we know a part of our mission today. We might be thinking this is what we're going to do today, and something comes up all of a sudden. So we need to make the most of every single moment, every single breath of our life. Jesus Christ came, was God made incarnate. He came into this earth. He taught us a better way. He showed us how to live our lives. He turned the tables over when he needed to turn the tables over. He loved the sinners when he needed to love the sinners. And he chastised them when they need to be chastised. But he came to this world to show us how to live. And how he did that, he showed us how to die. So go in peace. Go out this door and look at your opportunity to sow a seed today. You don't know who it's going to be or where it's going to fall. It might fall on rocky soil and never grow to anything. But you keep sowing a seed, and that flower blossoms and changes the life of others. Go in peace. Let us pray.